VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Tanzania officials say at least 100 people are dead after a passenger ferry capsized on Lake Victoria Thursday afternoon, and the search for survivors continues this Friday. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Initial estimates show there were more than 300 people on board. The local district commissioner took part in the immediate rescue effort.
We are here to do a rescue so that if there are any alive, with God's help, we rescue them. As for those who have died, we'll get them out too. For now, we are concentrating on the rescue operation, though. As you can see, specialists have arrived.
The ferry sank just meters from the dock on Lake Victoria's biggest island.
Reuters' Anna Bevan. China has called on the United States to withdraw sanctions it imposed on Chinese military agencies for buying Russian weapons or bear the consequences. Speaking to reporters Friday, Foreign Ministry spokesman Jing Shong said that Beijing had lodged an official protest with the United States. Russia also reacted Friday with Deputy Foreign Minister warning the U.S. against playing with fire. The U.S. imposed the sanctions Thursday on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions on Russia. The State Department said it would immediately penalize a unit of the Chinese military that oversees a country's defensive technology for executing transactions. The United States is prepared to go on the offensive in cyberspace. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I think it is important that our adversaries know it and that publics know that our adversaries know it, is we have authorized offensive cyber operations.
Officials warn Russia and other adversaries like China, Iran, and North Korea may seek to use cyber means to interfere in the U.S. election in November. This is VOA News. Under the right circumstances, Christine Blasey Ford says she will speak to a U.S. Senate panel next week about her allegation that High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her decades ago. AP Sagar Magani.
In a phone call yesterday, a Senate aide says Ford's lawyer told the Senate Judiciary Committee Ford will appear if they can agree on terms that are fair and ensure her safety. A hearing with both Ford and Kavanaugh is set for Monday, but according to the aide, the lawyer says Ford prefers to testify Thursday and does not want Kavanaugh in the same room. Kavanaugh says he wants a hearing as soon as possible so he can clear his name, and again says he categorically denies Ford's allegation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An international human rights watchdog group is accusing Nicolas Maduro's government administration of committing some of the worst human rights violations in Venezuela's history. The report highlighted the violence perpetrated by security officials during anti-crime operations in poor neighborhoods. Amnesty International's report unveiled Thursday featured a video presentation that includes several Venezuelans talking about how their loved ones were killed and what Amnesty International terms extrajudicial executions. British investigative group Bellingcat says two suspects in the poisoning of an ex-Russian spy were briefly detained in the Netherlands earlier this year. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Bellingcat probe quoted an unnamed security official saying that Alexander Petrov and Ruslan Boshirov were detained in the Netherlands earlier this year and released without being charged. Dutch authorities haven't immediately confirmed the report, saying they are assessing an Associated Press request for comment. Britain has charged Petrov and Boshirov with trying to kill Russian ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter with a Soviet-designed nerve agent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Israel has provided Moscow with proof that it was not responsible for the downing of a Russian plane in Syria. 15 Russian crew were killed when the IL-20 surveillance plane crashed in northern Syria Monday. Russia has said that Syria shot the plane down shortly after Israeli jets hit a target in the area. An Israeli delegation, including its Air Force chief and other officers, traveled to Moscow to brief about the incident. A U.S. federal court has indicted the son of the former president of Guinea and his wife for allegedly enslaving a young Guinean girl in their luxurious Dallas, Texas home for 16 years. Mohamed Touré and Denise Cross Touré were charged with forced labor and harboring an alien for financial gain. Their attorney said the government's case is riddled with salacious allegations, fabrications, and lies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.